You're listening to SBS News.
It's been one small mercy of the coronavirus pandemic that children are less likely to become gravely ill. But as the new highly infectious Delta variant becomes the dominant strain across the world, there's concern that more children are catching COVID-19. But Professor Christine McCartney from the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance says that's in part a side effect of a successful vaccination program.
So that essentially means that vaccine is working because in those countries a large proportion of older people have been vaccinated, and that's keeping them out of hospital. If they are infected, they usually only have mild disease. But for children it means, and young people, they're often not vaccinated in these countries yet, and so they are taking up a slightly greater proportion of those hospitalised.
As the Delta variant causes chaos across Australia, the country's vaccination program is under the spotlight as never before. And even though the vaccination of adults is lagging, some are wondering when children and young people will be able to get immunised. In the United States, Pfizer is available to adolescents aged 12 years and over. In Australia, it's only recommended for those aged over 16. Professor Christine McCartney says that may change soon.
We are anticipating that the TGA will make an announcement on the potential to use Pfizer in adolescents fairly soon. And we will need to see recommendations come out about whether to vaccinate children or not here within Australia as well.
So are children more at risk from the Delta variant? It's early days, but data shows it affects young and old alike. Its mutations mean it's 60% more easily spread than the Beta variant. It's highly contagious. Some believe transmission can happen from just seconds of contact. It's more likely to infect entire households. And in the United Kingdom, there have also been significant outbreaks in schools. The editor of the Medical Journal of Australia, Professor Nicholas Talley, says here too, schools are likely to be high-risk zones for the Delta variant.
I think we're very lucky that schools currently are on holidays, actually. That's a fortunate event in terms of potentially reducing chains of transmission of this variant, not just to children, but of course within families. But the concern remains, what do we do if there's still a major outbreak and schools need to return? And we don't have a lot of data to guide us, but we certainly need to have maximal mitigation strategies in schools when there's an outbreak of the Delta variant.
Mitigation strategies used by Australian schools to date include requiring students aged over 12 to wear masks in the classroom and limiting large gatherings such as assemblies. Closing schools has been a hotly contested measure, with concerns about the effect on children's learning and mental health. Unions have long been calling for teachers to be vaccinated as a matter of priority, but vaccination of Australian children and teenagers still seems a long way off. Overseas, Finland and Cuba are trialling COVID vaccines for even younger children, the under 12s. Flavia Lemus is a Cuban trial participant.
I want to help other children get vaccinated and get vaccinated myself to not get sick with the coronavirus.
In the United States, more than half the population aged 12 and over are now fully vaccinated. America's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says this is one way to keep others in the community safe.
Adults who are eligible for vaccination to get vaccinated. So you're not only protecting yourself, but by bringing the level of virus down in the community, you're indirectly protecting the children who can't yet get vaccinated.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.